welcome to another episode of By Kids, For Kids Storytime. A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. Ebenezer Scrooge was an old moneylender in London. He was rich, but he was a very greedy, stingy, heartless, and selfish man. He wasn't friendly to people, and he didn't help anyone. His only friend and business partner, Jacob Marley, died many years ago. Once upon a time, on a freezing cold Christmas Eve, Scrooge sat busy in his office. Suddenly, Scrooge's nephew Fred cheerfully entered the office.
A Merry Christmas, Uncle!
Fred said.
Bah!
Said Scrooge.
Humbug! Christmas? You have to pay bills without money. You're a year older but not an hour richer. You celebrate Christmas in your way, and let me celebrate it my way.
But you don't celebrate Christmas,
said Fred.
Why don't you come and join us for Christmas?
But Scrooge said,
No, just get out.
Later, when it was time to close the office, Scrooge spoke to his clerk, Bob Cratchit.
I suppose you want the day off for Christmas, do you?
If that is okay, sir,
answered Bob.
No, it's not okay, and it's not fair. I will have to pay you for the day, even though you won't work. But if you start work even earlier, the day after Christmas, then I suppose you can have the day off.
Bob agreed that he would, and they left the office. Scrooge lived all alone in a spooky old house. He was sitting alone in his cold living room. Suddenly, he heard a noise. It sounded like someone dragging a heavy chain. It came nearer and nearer. And then Scrooge saw a ghost coming right through the door. It was Marley's ghost, and he was chained to money boxes, keys, and all sorts of banking things.
Who are you?
Said Scrooge.
In life I was your partner, Jacob Marley.
What are you doing here?
I must wander for eternity with these chains. Because I was so stingy, I only cared about making money, but not about the people around me. I have come to warn you, Ebenezer. You have a chance. Three spirits will come to you. The first will come tomorrow when the clock strikes one.
Then Marley's ghost disappeared. Scrooge peered out of the frosty window, but there was no one there. He rushed straight to bed and fell asleep immediately. When he woke up, it was cold, dark, and quiet. He thought of the ghost.
Bah! It must have been a dream,
he muttered. Suddenly, the clock struck one. A small hand drew back the curtains. Terrified, Scrooge found himself face to face with a strange figure, like a child, but also with long white hair, like an old man.
Who and what are you?
Scrooge asked.
I am the ghost of Christmas past. Come with me.
The ghost took Scrooge back in time to when Scrooge was a boy. There, Scrooge could see his younger self playing with other kids. They were cheerfully cavorting around a Christmas tree. Although they were poor, they had lots of fun. Then they went a bit further forward in time to when Scrooge had his first job. He saw the Merry Christmas Eve party he had with his boss, Mr. Fezziwig. There was food and music and dancing, and everybody was happy. Then they went even further in time, to a slightly older Scrooge. He was sitting beside a young woman named Belle.
She was Scrooge's girlfriend.
She was crying.
It's sad to see that your love of gold and riches is greater than your love for me. Goodbye, Ebenezer.
Spit it!
Roared Scrooge.
Enough! Take me home! Why do you torture me?
One more,
said the ghost. Now they were in a small but comfortable house. A happy family celebrating Christmas by a crackling fire, laughing and hugging each other. It was Belle, now married to another kind-looking man with little children.
Spit it,
said Scrooge.
Take me back. I cannot bear it any longer.
Scrooge found himself in his own bed again, exhausted. He sank into a deep sleep again, but not for long. The clock struck one again, and Scrooge woke up to see the second spirit, the ghost of Christmas present. It had curly brown hair and sparkling eyes. It took Scrooge's hand and brought him to Bob Cratchit's poor little house. In the kitchen, Mrs. Cratchit was preparing Christmas dinner. Her children were playing and laughing. Bob came in the kitchen with his son, Tiny Tim, sitting on his shoulders. Tim had a little crutch and had an iron frame around his legs. Tiny Tim was desperately and dangerously ill. When Christmas dinner was ready, everyone sat down at the table. With the little they had, Mrs. Cratchit had prepared a wonderful Christmas meal.
A Merry Christmas to us all, my dears, said Bob Cratchit.
Merry Christmas, dear family,
said Tiny Tim. He sat very close to his daddy upon his little chair. Bob held his little hand tightly, as if he was scared of losing him. Scrooge felt pity for the little boy.
Spirit,
he said,
tell me if Tiny Tim will survive.
I see an empty chair,
replied the ghost,
and a crutch without an owner. Without help, the child will die.
Then the spirit took Scrooge to visit many homes in many places. They saw sick people who were happy, poor people who felt rich that day, all because of the Christmas spirit. The bell struck 12. The ghost of Christmas present disappeared. Scrooge saw the third ghost coming towards him.
Are you the ghost of Christmas future?
Asked Scrooge, in terror. The ghost did not say a word, but took Scrooge through the city. Scrooge heard some men talking about a person who had died.
Who are they talking about?
Asked Scrooge. But the spirit pulled Scrooge along. They stopped in a gloomy place where thieves and rascals lived. They had all sorts of stolen things with them. Laughed a woman.
He scared everyone away from him when he was alive. But now we can enjoy his riches because he's dead.
The ghost moved on and took Scrooge to the graveyard. The spirit stood between the graves and pointed down to one.
Scrooge slowly went towards it and read on the gravestone,
"Ebenezer Scrooge, Spirit!"
Scrooge cried,
"Please! This is not the man I want to be! Is there no hope for me to change? I will honor the true spirit of Christmas in my heart, and I will do this for the whole year, not just Christmas. I have understood your lesson. Please, let me change my fate."
Full of fear and panic, Scrooge reached for the spirit's hand, but the spirit was gone. Scrooge was back in his bedroom.
"I will honor the Christmas spirit,"
he said as he got out of bed. He ran to the window, opened it, and put out his head.
"What day is it today?"
cried Scrooge, calling down to a boy walking past.
"Today?"
replied the boy.
"It's Christmas Day."
"Christmas,"
said Scrooge to himself.
"I haven't missed it. I still have a chance. Merry Christmas!"
he roared. He dressed himself in his best clothes and at last got out into the streets to join in the Christmas fun. He had never dreamed that anything could give him so much happiness. In the afternoon, he went to his nephew's house.
"Fred,"
said Scrooge,
"it's your Uncle Scrooge. I've come to dinner. Will you let me in, Fred?"
Of course, Fred let him in. It was a very hearty welcome, and they all had a wonderful party. Scrooge was early at his office the next morning. Bob had promised to come into work early the day after Christmas. Scrooge sat with his door wide open, watching, waiting. The door opened, and Bob walked in, head bowed, nervously, waiting for the bitterness of Scrooge.
"Hello,"
growled Scrooge.
"Bob, I have a serious matter to discuss. I think now is the right time to raise your salary. Use the money wisely and keep your family safe. Merry Christmas, Bob."
Bob was very surprised, and so were many people who found Scrooge so different. As for Tiny Tim, with the money that Scrooge had given Bob, Tiny Tim recovered to perfect health. Scrooge visited them often, and he became a great friend of the family. Scrooge had become a better person. From that day on, he showed everyone exactly what Christmas was all about. To all of you listeners, whatever you believe, we can all learn something from the spirit of Christmas. Just be kind to each other. It's as simple as that.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.